Lazy Evening, a Welcome to Night Vale fanfic by Pika Scribit. The front door was unlocked, but that was no surprise. The sheriff's secret police had copies of everyone's keys, and they did a good job of keeping thieves at bay. Most of the other things in Night Vale that could get into one's home would not be deterred by something as mundane as a locked door. Cecil heard singing coming from the bathroom and smiled. Carlos, perfectly imperfect Carlos, entered the bedroom a moment later, chest glistening with moisture, hips swathed in a towel. His beautiful hair fell in wet black snakes over his forehead and ears, almost to his shoulders. He grinned when he saw Cecil sitting on the bed. "I thought I might be seeing you," he said, leaning down to greet his boyfriend with a damp kiss. "Were you listening to the show?" asked Cecil, tongue flicking out to taste Carlos's full lower lip. "Always. I can never resist your radio voice." "Is that so?" murmured Cecil, voice dropping into the lower register and slow, even cadence he used when he was on the air. "Neat." Carlos shivered. Cecil grinned and wrapped his arms around his boyfriend's waist, pulling him closer. The towel came loose and fell to the floor, forgotten. "It sounds like you've been very productive today." Cecil's tongue traced a circle around Carlos's navel. Carlos made a sound and buried his hands in Cecil's springy cloud of black hair. "If you really do want to take a nap, I completely understand," Cecil continued, nuzzling at the dark whorls of hair that grew on Carlos's abdomen. "We don't have to nap," Carlos gasped, as Cecil's tongue teased slightly lower. "You deserve a rest," Cecil told him. "Why don't you lie down and relax, and I'll see that you're properly taken care of. Does that sound like a scientifically interesting plan?" Eyes closed, Carlos nodded his consent. Cecil's arms tightened around his waist and tumbled him onto the neatly made bed. Finding Carlos's mouth, he kissed him deeply, hands wandering over flawless, damp brown skin. Carlos's fingers went to the buttons of Cecil's shirt. His usual jacket and tie that he wore to work had been left in the car. The day was simply too hot for them. And he pulled them open, one by one, before unfastening Cecil's belt. "Still so industrious," Cecil gave a deep chuckle that made Carlos sigh and shiver again. "That's enough of that. You're resting now." He quickly shed the rest of his clothing before taking Carlos in his arms once more. "Now relax," he purred, "and let Cecil take care of you." Each word was punctuated with a kiss that landed a little farther down Carlos's delightfully furry chest. His teeth fastened on a dark brown nipple, and Carlos gasped. He teased it playfully, nibbling and licking, until Carlos moaned, "Keep talking." Cecil grinned into Carlos's chest. "What shall I talk about?" he asked, dropping his voice lower still. "Quark, anything, Cecil, just talk to me." "Shall I talk about how it was so hot today at the station that I didn't want to do anything and I couldn't stop thinking about you? I thought about you mowing the lawn, getting all hot and sweaty. I bet you weren't even wearing a shirt under your lab coat, were you?" He ran his tongue up the center of Carlos's chest. "No," Carlos panted. "Just the lab coat and my scrub pants. It was too hot for anything else." Rumbled Cecil. "And when you were cleaning out the closet, I imagined you bending over, moving boxes around, your perfect, luscious bottom sticking up in the air, and I just wanted to put my hands on you so much." A hand slipped underneath Carlos, giving him a squeeze in demonstration. "I got so hard thinking about you, and I just didn't care about anything else that was happening. I wanted to touch myself, but intern Maureen was right there, so I couldn't. I had to wait." "That doesn't sound like much fun," sighed Carlos. "You're worth the wait," Cecil murmured, lips brushing against his boyfriend's glorious belly. "When I saw you come out of the shower, it made my whole day worthwhile. When I'm here, touching you, tasting you, nothing else matters." His tongue traced the crease of Carlos's groin, and Carlos whimpered. Cecil pushed his thighs apart and settled between them. "It might be difficult to keep talking while I do this," he teased, rubbing his full lips along the shaft of Carlos's erection. "Should I not? Maybe you'd like me to tell you what's going on at Flakio's instead." "Oh, carbon, Cecil, please," Carlos moaned, tugging at the spiraling twists of Cecil's hair. Cecil gave another throaty chuckle. He took Carlos's exquisite cock in his hand, sliding back the foreskin and letting his tongue curl around the smooth head. Carlos's curses dissolved into incoherent, broken sounds, spanning at least 2 dead languages and a scientific formula. "Beautiful Carlos. Darling, perfect Carlos," Cecil murmured before taking him into his mouth. When Carlos came, declaring vociferously that energy was Cecil times the speed of light squared, Cecil smiled and crawled up the bed to lie beside his panting boyfriend. "Feeling more relaxed now?" he asked, kissing him. "Very," mumbled Carlos. "What about you, though?" "I did have an idea about that, if you're interested in experimenting further." He reached for the nightstand drawer, where Carlos kept the lube and condoms. "My scientific curiosity knows no bounds when it comes to you, Cecil," Carlos sighed contentedly. Afterwards, lying drowsy and blissful and somewhat sticky in one another's arms, Carlos asked, "Have I mentioned recently how much I love you?" "Not since breakfast," said Cecil happily.